plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Okay.
Welcome to the City Spell Show. Today is 7/10/2013. Welcome to your Wednesday, halfway through the week. Happy hump day. Happy hump day. Back to you.
Wow. Welcome
My
to the
City God. Spell.
I did not
she
even
had
give
cake
her.
Pop, and... didn't she?
No, I gave her nothing. Nothing. She's just squirrely on her own.
You are. With your host, Teresa Savina, the titillating, I hate that word, and you're with the luxurious Lisa Lee, and you're with the...
Bubbly.
That didn't start with an A, everyone.
Squirrely. Awesome. Angel face.
Oh, that's Ashley.
So, girls, as you can tell, Ashley's a little squirrely, and that's okay. I think it's because she has a date tonight.
I do. But also, the reason why I'm this way is because I made a bet with my fiance that I wouldn't have treats and all of these things because I'm addicted to sugar, as you're well aware. And it was for a month, and that ends on the 11th, which means tomorrow is my last day, and I will win this bet, and good things are only coming my way. And it has been horribly awful. Awful, awful, because I'm addicted. There we go.
Feel good now that you got that out of your system.
I do. So feel free to send me cake pops.
So T, how was your week?
Obviously not as squirrely as Ash, but we did our investigation at the mounds, and I got the awesome picture.
Oh my god, we're gonna have to post that because that is such an amazing picture.
I know, it's kind of freaky that I got it, so it was cool. And let's see, today, I was driving my daughter to her interview, and there was this little baby robin on the ground, and he was just kind of hopping, just hopping just a little bit. He's just a little tiny baby, not even have his wings yet, you know, his full wings, feathers. And I go, oh my God, you're sitting out by yourself. And so I had to get her to her appointment, and then when I came home, I go, oh, thank God, he's still sitting there. So I went and made a makeshift nest thing, and I put it way up in the – I got the ladder. I'm up in a tree with the hammer and everything, getting it all up there, and then I had Alyssa go pick him up, and she's freaking out because the bird's just opening his mouth at her, and it's like, Alyssa, pick him up. And so I put him up in his little box, and I'm hoping that Mommy finds him. He's just very little. Little tiny guy. And let's see. Oh, and I told you earlier, my daughter goes to her interview today, okay? So I'm waiting outside for an hour for this. And she comes out, and she's got this shit-eating grin on her face. And she gets in the car, and she goes, I asked her, you know, how did it go? And she goes, well, they have you fill out this personality sheet and blah, blah, blah. And, but when he asked me what I was, where I saw myself in 5 years, she looked at him straight in the eye and said, your job.
I love that.
I about died laughing. And she goes, oh, well, my, you know, chef at school, he told me that he went to a job once and he said that to the guy and he got the job from doing it. And I'm thinking, boy, that's a crapshoot 50-50 deal. Well,
that really is.
An hour ago, she got a call for a second interview.
Yay!
So today she goes back. So, yeah, that's the fun. I thought for sure they would be like, screw that kid. She takes after her mommy and daddy. We're all pushy.
Proud of you, kitten.
Oh, she's going to punch your lights out.
I know.
So what have you been up to?
Ash, what have you been up to?
We had the investigation, and it was scary. And I work all week, so then on Fridays and Saturdays, I get crazy with the wine. So if you would also like to send me wine.
What's your address, Mom?
Forget it.
Send it here.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's my life.
That's,
I lead a super interesting life. Work hard, play hard is the adage, I believe.
So after our investigation, by the way, that night, because I was exhausted, so came home and did nothing after that, went to sleep. I was falling asleep watching some science show. It was really intriguing, actually. And all of a sudden, I felt somebody sit down on the bed. And I'm like, well, I'm wide awake now. And of course, I kind of look over. Nobody's there. So I'm like, I move my feet over because I'm like, oh. And the person
don't touch me, don't touch
moved
me, don't
over.
Me. Are you serious?
Yes. What'd you say, T?
Don't touch me, don't touch me.
Right. Because, I mean, I was starting to fall asleep. So, you know, at that point, it could have just been in my imagination. But then when I was wide the hell awake, and I moved and it moved too. Oh, yeah.
Did
I had
you
a,
pee?
No, I did not pee, but I had a hard time falling asleep after that. And then.
Oh, no.
I woke up at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. 6 o'clock.
Which that's not really her thing.
No, no. Why did I wake up at 6 o'clock? Ask me, Ash.
Why did you wake up so early on a Sunday?
Because I was pissed as hell at you.
Why?
I was so mad at you.
Oh, God.
I literally woke up so mad at you, furious with
real,
you.
Real feelings?
Real feelings.
What?
I even, like, walked and paced and went outside and everything because I was so mad at you.
From a dream?
What the hell did you do?
I had a dream.
Oh, no.
And it was so real and so vivid that I woke up and I was going to call you. I swear, but I know that you don't answer your phone that early.
No.
Okay, so here's my dream.
I'm really nervous about this because she doesn't get mad at me.
I was furious.
Okay.
Okay, so we're in a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, this is the way to start it.
No, but it was very real. And I wasn't even watching any zombies or anything.
Okay.
So we're in a zombie apocalypse. It just happened. I was able, because I've got all the great connections in my dream, to get Heather and Kayla off into the Caribbean island where they don't have zombies. But you had to work late.
No!
Yes!
On a zombie apocalypse!
During a zombie apocalypse, you were very dedicated to Mercedes-Benz. And had to work late because the other person that was supposed to fill in was a zombie now.
Oh, that would happen. Zombies are trying to get Benzes. Yes.
So I'm like, all right, fine, Ash. So I wait around for you to get done. And shut up. It was very real.
Yeah.
And it was really, really scary
because
there's zombies and they weren't just like the, they like were the running kind.
Mm-hmm. The worst kind, by the way.
The worst kind, exactly. So you get done with work. I drive your car because her car's got get up and go. However, in my dream, your car had like my engine in it.
No!
So it wouldn't even.
Oh, no!
There was no get up and go.
It
was like a turtle.
It was like a turtle.
With running zombies?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we were able to outrun the zombies in your car. But, so anyway, we're driving, and we're going to go to the helicopter. But my dad calls. In my dream, my dad was still around.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "Hey, on your way to the helicopter, can you stop at the grocery store for your mom and me?" I'm like, "Okay, Dad, no problem."
You didn't get mad at him? You got mad at me?
Oh, you're going to get it.
Okay.
So we stop at Cub, and one entrance is full of zombies. So we're like, "Oh, that's scary. Let's go to this entrance."
We're still going to go in there, though.
We're going in there.
Yeah.
So we go in, and we get Grandpa and Grandma's groceries. Can't go to that aisle because, no, that one's full of zombies. Mm-hmm. But this one's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through. I'm boring you.
No, I'm really tired. I'm sorry. I'm extremely tired.
Josh just asked if we paid for them. Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. So you should know that the zombies, when you are starting to become a zombie, you start to get tattoos on your face.
What?
That's how you know that you're turning into a zombie, because you get tattoos on your face. So we grab Grandpa's and Grandma's groceries, and we bring them to their apartments, which they don't even live in an apartment. And we go upstairs, and I put the keys on the table, and I give them their groceries, and your grandpa goes, "Hey, look what I can do." And he starts snapping his fingers off.
Oh, my God.
And Grandma's like, "Yeah, look at that. Isn't that neat?" And I'm looking at Dad, and he's like, "Look, I can do it to this one, too." And he snaps his fingers off. And all of a sudden, I notice he's starting to get a tattoo on his face. And Grandma, she's looking at him going, "Yeah, look at that." And I see a tattoo starting to form on her face. And I'm like, "Wow, that's really neat. Gotta run." And I grabbed your hand, grabbed the keys, and we took off because I didn't want us getting eaten by my mom and dad.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God. This would make a great movie. We're patented it already. No one can take this idea.
So we're going to head to the helicopter. But you say, "Hey, can we stop at my friend's house for just a second?" And I'm like, "Oh, Ashley." Okay, so we stop at your friend's house.
This is you saying yes to everything.
Clearly.
Oh,
I'm going to stop that shit. So we get to your friend's house, and you should know that we're driving on highways, and there's zombies everywhere, and it was really, really scary. I mean, it really was. I could feel the fear in my dream. It was terrifying. It was seriously terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to your friend's house, and, you know, you're talking to your friend, and all of a sudden you trip on something and you land, like, face first on the ground. You're fine.
Yeah.
But her little baby comes over and bites you in the ankle.
What?
Yeah. This little shit of a baby, this infant, bites you in the ankle. And I noticed that the baby's getting a tattoo, and I'm like, "Oh, hell no." So I picked the baby up by the head, and I threw it against the wall.
Whoa!
And your friend, she goes, "What did you do that for?" And I said, "Your little bastard baby just bit my baby, and your little bastard baby has a tattoo and is turning into a goddamn zombie. Fuck you." I apologize for anybody that have
zombie babies. Is that what you're saying?
Tattoos on their face. Zombie babies with tattoos on their face.
Right. So I apologize if you have a baby that is a zombie with a tattoo that is hungry. So I'm like, "Ash, we're out of here." And you're like, "Okay." So we're driving, and we can't go that way because it's full of zombies. And we can't go that way because it's full of zombies. So where do we have to go? Up a very steep hill into a Kmart.
What?
And I'm sitting here thinking the whole time, "Oh my God, oh my God, Ash is going to turn into a zombie. Oh my God. Okay, I need to protect her. So I need to get us out of here. And I need to get us to some place where I can chain her up." So that you don't go. And I'm like, "But she's a vegetarian. She's not going to want to eat." She's not going to want to eat brains. And I'm like, "But wait, if she's a zombie, okay, well, this is, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get us to the safe place. I'm going to chain her up, and then I'll just feed her until there's a cure, and everything will be fine. I'll take good care of her. And all of a sudden, you fucking bit me in the right there, and I felt the bite. It wasn't it was a bite. It was like a pinch, and I felt it. And I'm like, did you just bite me?
By the way, she pinched me really hard. She's still dealing with the anger from this dream. I'm going to bruise now.
Sorry.
Oh, I can feel the tattoo.
You started getting a tattoo.
Really?
Yes. And then I felt that pinch because you bit me in the back of my arm. And I go, did you just bite me? And he goes, yeah. Like that. And you go, Mom, listen, obviously I'm going to turn into a zombie and I'm going to want to eat your brains. So I figured you're going to try to, you know, you're not going to just dump me anywhere because I'm your daughter and I'm going to want to eat your brains. So instead of doing that, let's just be zombies together. And I woke up and I was so mad at you.
Oh my God. That is insane. That is the most so insane. Scary. What is that? Can someone just tell me what her dream means, please? Is it because of Mercedes-Benz? Is this what it is? Is it she doesn't like tattoos? She doesn't like babies? So many things are going on.
So
what
detailed.
Is the theme of your life? You can't run from
know.
Your fear.
I don't
You can't
know.
Run from me.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
Am I holding you back from paradise?
No, because we're going to be zombies together. You literally said, yeah. Let's be zombies together. You said it like that. And that's why I was so mad, because I had a plan.
Everyone else was zombies except for Heather and Kayla.
Well, yeah, because I got them to safety.
Incredible. Everyone, this is going to be a movie. Can we just give it two stars now?
Two stars.
I was going to say storks, but I was like, whoa.
Storks, babies.
You don't like them.
Apparently not. At least not zombie babies.
That's incredible.
So that's why I was so mad at you. Because it was really scary.
She texted me and she was like, I am furious with you. And she's like, ask me why later. And I was like, oh no. Because she doesn't get mad at me. And I don't get mad at her. And I can see why. That's a really vivid dream.
It was very vivid. It was very scary. So that was it. And other than that, I've just gone to work.
And for our next musical break.
Yeah, let's take a break. You're listening to the Sit a Spell Show, and we will be right back after this awesome song that we picked out.
I'm dancing solo in the dark on the club floor. I need to let it go, shake it off, stop. You don't.
News with Ashley.
And let's begin. The Witches at the Gates of Hell, Norway's Darkest Hour. Written by Pierre. I really don't usually say that, but I enjoy that name. Vardo, Norway. 4 centuries ago in the remote Norwegian Arctic, a region known as the Gates of Hell for its harsh climate?
Climes.
Oh, really? That's an interesting way to spell it. Dozens of women were prosecuted for witchcraft and killed. Centuries afterwards, a sense of collective guilt lingers, and the women wrongfully convicted of non-existent crimes are remembered at a memorial in the small town of Vardo, perched on the edge of the Varanger Peninsula in Norway's extreme northeast. One woman commemorated at the memorial, a 125-meter-long elevated structure built on stilts, was burned at the stake for allegedly having cast a fatal spell on a child and 2 goats. Another was executed after being accused of triggering a storm that caused 10 vessels to sink and 40 sailors to drown. Poised gingerly on the edge of the Barents Sea, the monument, inaugurated in 2011, looks like a wooden bridge to nowhere, as if to symbolize the pointlessness of the women's deaths. At the site is one of the last works from late Franco-American artist Louise Bourgeau. Four eternal flames that blaze in a Spartan hall, a fitting piece to mark a tragic period in history. In the early 17th century, a mere 3,000 people lived in Finnmark, the northernmost. Oh, I really just cannot read today. Oh, I apologize. Bleep, bleep, bleep. For its modest population, 135 people were accused of witchcraft just over a few decades. 91, the vast majority of them women were burned to death if they had not already succumbed to torture. Even half a dozen girls were prosecuted but were luckier than most other defendants and all acquitted. This heavy toll puts Finnmark top of Europe, which was at the height of a frenzied witch hunt, said Liv Helene Williamson, professor of history at the University of Tromsø. Also in northern Norway, proportionally it was worse there even than in certain parts of Germany or Scotland. But why this persecutory zeal in a region so remote? It is perhaps precisely the region's geographical isolation that enabled the population weeks of travel from the seat of power, which was in Copenhagen, as Norway and Denmark formed a union at the time, to fall prey to superstitious ideas. What do you think?
I think it's about time that they're starting to realize that they've, you know, the history that so many people or so many populations have, and they've all been evil. And I kind of like the fact that they're finally realizing what they did was wrong, and they're
just took them way longer.
Yeah, it should have never happened, obviously.
And they said pointless deaths, which is true. And the next one, a very hot hop. Ukrainian revelers leap over campfire to celebrate pagan holiday. Oh, it has 666 shares.
I know, I saw that. That's kind of funny.
Whoa. In a field outside Kiev, Ukrainians have spent the evening leaping over campfires as they celebrate a traditional Slavic holiday. People of all ages wore wreaths made from flowers and herbs as they leapt over the fire as part of an ancient rite which is supposed to help cleanse away evil spirits. Ivan Kupala Day was originally a pagan festival held on the summer solstice, but since the spread of Christianity, it has officially become a celebration of John the Baptist, although it still involves pagan activities linked to water, fire, and herbs. Whoa.
I know. Look at that. They're jumping over. There's pictures. We will post this for you guys.
They're like, that's real fire, people. Ukrainians celebrate the day by wearing flowers, swimming in open water, and dancing around the fire, with girls making wreaths from herbs and floating them on rivers, a traditional way of telling fortunes. The name of the holiday is made up of Ivan, the Slavic name for John the Baptist, and Kupala, which is derived from the word for bathing. It is believed water is cleansed of evil, and those who swim in it on this day will have good health for a year. There is also an ancient belief that the day is the only time ferns grow flowers, and it is traditional to hunt for a fern flower, which is thought to bring knowledge, luck, and wealth. Ivan Kupala Day is celebrated in Russia, Belarus.
I never heard of that one, but
Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Ukraine, and Finland. Initially, before the spread of Christianity, the holiday was associated with the summer solstice around June 21st. But after the adoption of Christianity, it was moved... Do you hear this? What is going on?
You don't have sugar.
No, it's not a mood like a cow. I mean, really. So the birthday of John the Baptist, which is June 24th in the old style calendar, still used by some Orthodox churches, but it is July 7th on the widely used Gregorian calendar. Although the date has removed the holiday from its solstice origins, people continue to carry out pagan rituals associated with water and fire on the day.
They look like they're having a blast.
They look like so happy. Even that man right there.
Well, because he's got his hand on her boob.
Yeah. That's pretty much why. All right. And your last one for this Wednesday. Winemaker Mark Mondavi encourages you to discover supernatural wines. Oh, that's funny. Winemaker and water witch. Really? That's how they're going to start it? That's amazing. Okay. I would like to be called that someday. Winemaker and water witch Mark Mondavi encourages you to discover wines that aren't just natural, they're supernatural. The Divining Rod, wine showcasing, that's what they're called, by the way, the Divining Rod, showcasing Mark Mondavi's winemaking skills and unique ability to divine water as a water witch. The Divining Rod wines are based on the real-world magic of third-generation winemaker and water witch, they keep saying that, Mark Mondavi.
I'll explain after.
Okay. With the overwhelming amount of wizards, warlocks, vampires, and werewolves, both in print and filling our television and movie screens daily, it's obvious that people everywhere are obsessed with the mystical, but no one expects their favorite bottle of wine to be crafted by a bona fide water witch. However, that's just what Mark Mondavi is, a water witch, also known as a dowser of water diviner. He has used his proven ability to locate underground sources of water to help establish vineyards for his family and friends all over California. Now considered by many to be one of the top water witches in California today, Mark and his family decided to create this brand as a tribute to both their family history and winemaking, as well as the art of water divining, aka water witching or dowsing. This is a craft whose origins are as mysterious as the practice itself. The practice of water divination traces its modern roots back to Europe in the 1500s, but earlier records... Oh my god. I got too excited about that. But earlier records trace the craft back to mentions by Herodotus the Greek in the 5th century BC. It has commonly been used to find underground water, but it has also been employed to locate precious metals, gems, oil, and other materials as objects. I've been a water witching since I was just a teenager. It usually catches people a bit off guard the first time they see it, but my track record speaks for itself. I've been able to find water where geologists have come up dry, says winemaker Mark Mondavi. I basically grew up in the vineyards learning about viticulture and winemaking. This new brand is first and foremost a tribute to my winemaking heritage, of which I am very proud. It allows me to leverage all of my practical winemaking skills with the unique talent I have perfected over the years. A talent that some may think is a little more supernatural than normal. The Divining Rod wines are sourced from ideal locations that Mark likes to consider hallowed ground. Alexander Valley was chosen as the perfect sanctuary for their Cabernet Sauvignon, and their Chardonnay hails from the sacred grounds of the St. Lucia Highlands. Exceptional vineyard conditions provide them with superior quality grapes, from which their elegant, balanced, and expressive wines are crafted. We love these wines. In fact, we think they're divine, Mondavi states with a wink. Bah-ha-ha-ha! The Divining Rod wines are available nationwide and currently consist of a 2010 St. Lucia Highlands Chardonnay and a 2010 Alexander Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. Both retail for approximately $17. Why didn't we come up with this? Oh!
If we had, you know, a vineyard, maybe. I don't know. I thought that was kind of fun.
It's cute. It's cheeky.
And also, water witching. Is, you know what Diane does with the rods?
Yeah.
To find the spirits. That's it's the same thing, only they find water.
Well, how can he say that geologists come up dry then? Isn't that weird to you?
I think it's kind of cool.
I think it's really cool that he did this.
that he can profit from it. He loves it. He's happy. But if geologists came up dry and they know about rocks in the earth, how is that possible?
It's supernatural.
It is supernatural. Wink.
And Ashley, apparently your new name is Water Witch.
I love that. Make it happen. Put that on my business card.
I shall do that. And with that, we will be right back with our next. We have a guest.
We have a guest.
So enjoy our next song selection.
I'm doing great, getting all ready for this weekend, hoping the weather stays nice for us.
Well, we'll get Miss Water Witch Ashley, and we'll make sure that she does it right.
That'll be great.
So, Candy, I know that we are super excited to be participating in this event. Can you tell us a few things that are going to be going on? What's the itinerary?
The itinerary is we have 5 workshops this weekend, which one of them is dream catchers, wand making, creating a sweet jar, which is a surprise for everyone, herbs, and creating sacred space. We also have a drum circle, a croning ceremony, women's mysteries, and welcome morning meditation on Sunday morning.
Ooh, that just sounds amazing. It's going to be so much fun. How many people do you think are going to be coming?
We have 20 confirmed and 3 maybes, so that's pretty good for a first time.
Oh my God, that's huge for a first time. So are people camping? Are they getting hotels? Are they all sleeping in your house? I'm just kidding, but I mean, what's
they're
what's
sleeping
the plan?
In my house and I'm not. No, we're going to have a little bit of both. We have some in hotels, some staying at friends' house, some camping, and some just coming up for the day.
Okay. Well, I know that T and I are getting a hotel, or T's already gotten that taken care of.
Yes. I need air conditioning. I'm a wimp.
Well, I agree with you on that. I like my air conditioning. We also have some vendors coming out. Some, well, they're not really vendors, but people that make crafty stuff. Like, I am not a crafty person, but we have candles, galaxy shirts, henna, and a whole lot of other little things going on.
Oh my God, how fun.
I could get a henna swirly tattoo on my face to freak out Lisa.
That would be cool.
Just wait, Candy, till you hear what her dream, and then you will understand the total hilarity in that.
Just so it's not a spider.
No, it's worse. It's zombies.
Oh no, the apocalypse.
Exactly, that's what it was. It was the zombie apocalypse. It was awful. So how should people dress? What should we bring up there?
Well, I would suggest that you bring a chair, food, a bug spray, a hat, or an umbrella because of the heat. There's not much shade. Bring anything, and just wear anything comfortable. Just be comfortable and enjoy yourselves. It's very relaxed, very informal.
And there is a list of things that people should bring up as far as the crafts and stuff. Can you tell us about that?
Well, if they're going to participate in the workshops, because they're welcome to come to the workshops and just observe. But if they're going to be coming, then for like the dream catchers, I'll bring a bendable twig, a bendable limb, or a metal rod, a metal circle, excuse me. Anything you'd like to put on your dream catcher, thick thread. If you're going to do the wand making, then bring whatever you want to make your wand from. I will have extra materials. I'll bring anything you want to put on your wand, a fine point. Marker for making the ruins and stuff. And for the create a sweet jar, we already have the jars. Bring a stone or herbs for whatever particular purpose of your jar would be. For your herbs, there's no requirements, and for creating sacred space, there's no requirements.
Well, that's good to know, because I thought that we were supposed to bring the jars.
Well, you don't have to. You can if you want, but we do have those covered for people that don't want to or were unable to get a jar. One of the ladies that actually we're going to be using her land has a new baby, so she has lots of baby food jars.
Awesome.
Oh, okay, so it's baby food jars? I wasn't sure what kind of jar.
Any type of jar, with just so it has a metal glass and it has a metal lid. So any size would do, but it just depends on how much you want to put in your jar.
Wow. It sounds like I'm so excited. So it's running from, what are the times and days? For
Saturday
the people
the
out there thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Saturday the 13th, meeting at my house at 9 a.m., and you're welcome to call me to get information on that. And then we're driving out to Cosmos, because I'm in Hutchinson. And then we'll be done about 1 o'clock on Sunday the 14th.
Wow, so cool. So if people are want, because there's still spaces available, right?
Yes.
How do they find you? How do they contact you if they want to show up?
Well, they can find me on Facebook at Minnesota Goddess Retreat, or my website is minnesotagoddessretreat.webs.com, or they can call me if they want. Could we'll I give my number?
And we'll post that information on the...
Yeah, I'll post my... the information will be posted on the site so that they can call me.
We'll post it on our site.
Yeah, I was just going to say that we'll make sure everything is on there so that we will record, because we're just excited. Ashley wishes she could come, but she can't, so she won't be there, but...
I wish you all the most fun.
Yeah, and I will make stuff on your behalf. How's
Thank
that?
You.
Yeah.
And I'm a craft whore, so I'm going to be in my element.
You're a craft whore, did you say?
That's right.
She did.
I thought that's what you said.
Not a crack whore. I didn't say
There is one change, though, that we are making for next year that I would like to announce, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
We're going to be doing it from now on the third weekend in July, because the second weekend in July coincides with Summerland Festival. And so some of the ladies asked me to change it so that they could do both. So we will be doing it the third weekend in July from now on.
Oh, that's great. Then everybody can attend both.
Yes.
Wonderful. So, you talked about women's mysteries. What is that?
Well, there are mysteries that are unique just to women, that women need one-on-one with other women or a group of women for healing, for evolving, for sharing, and to coming to terms with things that have happened in their life or things that are going on in their life, that just the feminine energy, I guess I should say feminine more than women, the feminine energy helps heal.
So is it like laying out of hands or spell work or Reiki? I mean, or is it talking it through? How does it work?
Usually what we do is we have the fire at the end of the evening, and everyone kind of sits around and they share and they talk about how they can help each other. There is spell work that can be done, and there is laying on of hands or our hands on healing, any type of Reiki healing that the people might need. We have a wide variety of healers in our group, and we talk about the auras and the chakras and the different things that might help to it. And just sharing experiences and knowing that there's somebody out there that has been through the same thing or has a like interest is just a wonderful healing modality in itself.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. I'm excited. This is going to be my first venture out of... how do I put this? Oh, I guess it's not. Kinda. Well, other than Sauk Center, I haven't really ventured out of the cities very often, you know? So, and then to be meeting wonderful people that are like-minded, it's a blessing and a glorious excitement.
I think so, it'll be really wonderful.
I think so too. And we will take lots and lots of pictures with people's permission. Obviously. Oh, yes. But we'll make sure to... Go ahead.
I forgot to mention the drum circle. Please bring your instruments that you want to play. The rattles, horns, drums, whatever you use, you know, whatever you feel like bringing to make noise and have fun, just bring it with you, please.
I'll just bring Teresa.
Hey, oh, you can bring your drum. Covered, girl. I got us covered.
I just meant because she said bring anything that makes noise. Ha ha, that was me being funny.
Now remember, in public I get quiet, so there you go. Amazingly shocking, but I do. But I have drums, and I have rattles, and I have all that stuff, so Lisa's covered.
Oh boy. Lisa's going to be out of her comfort zone, but... Probably loving it.
You know, she loves to drum, and she used to have some bongos, I know. Yeah. And she used to just love to beat her drum, and now she's all shy about drumming now. What is up with that, Miss Lisa?
I don't know. What's up with you in public all of a sudden getting quiet? Same thing. Touche.
I do it all the time.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Well, bring your bongos and have a lot of fun pounding them.
I do not have them anymore. So I will... T said she's got me covered, so it's good.
Oh, well, good.
That's right.
Oh, good. Candy, I want to thank you so much for joining us and letting us know about the Goddess Retreat that's coming up this weekend. So if you want to attend, go to our website, go to our Facebook page. We will make sure to have all of the Goddess Festival information up there for you. You can go to the Facebook site, which is Candy is a Goddess Retreat. Goddess Festival
Minnesota Goddess Retreat.
Okay, so Minnesota Goddess Retreat. Find that on Facebook. You can sign up there as well. Is there a cost to this? I don't remember.
There's $5.
Oh, my God. Everybody, $5. Seriously? You need to come to the Goddess Retreat. It's just impossible. Come to the Goddess Retreat. And Candy, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's always a delight when you join us, and especially your voice. Your voice is so soothing. I love your voice.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having us. And blessings to everyone. And we'll see y'all this weekend.
All right. Bye-bye, Candy. All right. So you guys, guess what?
What?
I have the best news.
Okay.
George Clooney broke up with his girlfriend.
Stacey Keebler, bye.
Bye. Do you know what that means?
He's gay.
I'm back in the race.
I don't know about him.
Why?
Because I was listening to this thing on the radio show, and they said that all of the girlfriends, they always leave. He probably pays them out, does a contract saying they broke up because he didn't want kids or he didn't want a family. Convenient. It's like 2 years, and then they're gone.
And then they're set for life.
Exactly. So
what are you implying?
I don't know if he really likes women all that much.
Damn it.
But he might like you. You could change him.
I could change him.
And I mean, it's not like you want children.
Nope, I've already got three of the best children ever.
So, perfect. Hopefully you don't want to get married, because he doesn't want to get married.
I don't want to get married. Ew.
Match
ew.
Made in heaven.
Oh. I already been down that road. We're not
oh
going
my
there
God. Lisa Marie Clooney. Well.
No, I'm not marrying him.
Okay.
I'm just going to use him. For his body.
Love that. Wow.
So, T, I saw on your Facebook that drug companies now cannot be sued.
Oh, God. You would bring that one up. That pisses me off to no fucking end.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So basically,
they can put whatever freaking poison they want and say, here, take this. We're not even going to test it for side effects because you can't sue my ass anyway.
How did they get this to happen? Who passed it into law?
They snuck it around. You know, they really pushed the things like the gay marriage thing and this and that and the Snowden thing. And they do this thing with the hands. It's like, which ball is under the cup, and then you don't see it, and bam, they go and sneak shit like this in, so nobody gets on their case.
And the whole thing, though, because I have CNN on at my office every single day, all day long, so all I hear is the news and breaking news and blah blah blah. The past few days has been nothing but the Trayvon case. Yep. If people were to hear about this, I cannot believe that this passed. I mean, we had Monsanto, however you say it, passed.
Monsanto, now, you can't, yeah, can't sue them either. So
I
you can guarantee
what the hell is happening.
That's because those in power, they get what they want. So you can pretty much guarantee that any drug that comes out on the market has not been tested. And you're taking a crapshoot, playing Russian roulette, taking whatever drug that they may want to give to you. Because they don't have to worry about you coming back for them. Can't. You're fucked. Sorry.
What should we do about this?
Yeah, what can we do about this? There's so many things that are happening that we're all like, what the hell is happening? What is going on? What is going on in our country? Josh, I know you've
basically
got something to say.
Go. It has nothing to do with our country anymore. It's not. They're taking us out, and I'm probably on their list right now for saying it, but tough fucking shit.
Josh, what do you have to say?
I've been railing against Monsanto and all these things for a long time, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. I don't see this as a good option, but there's an armed revolt coming. The people are only going to put up with so much. before they stand up and do something about it.
That's what they're pushing for. They want us to do that.
That's what the Republicans want. That's why the Republicans are intentionally trying to tank the economy. They are trying to make the country as worse, bring it to the worst place it can possibly go, so then therefore they can look like the saviors when they, hey, look, we averted that civil war that we kind of started.
It's not just the serious? Republicans. It's everyone in freaking government. I don't trust a single one of them.
Neither do I. Also, and I'm not a Democrat, but the Republicans are the only ones who are actively fighting against their own country. The Democrats are just stupid, spineless, and useless. The Republicans are intentionally trying to destroy America because it no longer lives up to their idealized white Christian male power fantasy that they believe they had in the 1950s.
Down in fucking Texas, they're trying to pass it where you as a female have no right to make any fucking decisions about your body because you're too stupid to do it.
What?
Yeah.
On a lighter note, did you girls hear that Florida just accidentally outlawed the internet and computers?
What?
I did. Yeah, I read it. Go ahead, Josh.
I didn't.
They tried to pass a law, the governor signed the law, that basically outlawed internet cafes because too many people were using it to gamble overseas, you know, online gambling. But they worded the bill in such a broad way that it outlaws the entire internet or anything that can be used to play games on it. All iPhones, smartphones, computers, the very internet itself is now technically illegal in the entire state of Florida because the Republicans are morons down there.
Ashley's dumbfounded.
I'm sorry, what?
And this is actually going to court because one of the internet cafes that was shut down when this went into effect in April, he is suing the state saying, hey, if you shut me down with this law, then everybody else has to be shut down too. I want all the ISPs shut down. You cannot selectively enforce a law. So he's basically saying either you lift this law and I get to reopen my internet cafe and allow people to gamble online, or you shut the internet down for everybody. And he's taking the state to court. So he's putting his foot down and he's making a stand. It's a dumb stand, but it's a stand nonetheless.
How can you afford to take a state to court?
You can file an appeal against an unjust law that basically put him out of business overnight.
Yeah.
So he can fight that law.
Wouldn't that mean that, like, I don't know, Best Buy can't be around then and play, you know, because they have internet?
Well, everything is run over the net.
Yeah.
Everything. So your lights.
Yeah.
I mean, the nuclear power grids, everything is run by the internet.
Oh, so stupid! Ugh!
But to be fair, Ashley,
here, take this
one. Ashley, is it any stupider than a man who was found decapitated that might be suicide?
No, I'm still not over that one yet.
I don't understand what's happening.
Maybe
to our
everything
world.
Will come to a head on the 5th of November.
They're pretty soon they're going to take control of the internet because we talk too freaking much and too much information gets out through the internet. And we can't be controlled as much if we know what's going on.
Well, that's very true.
Don't be surprised if a few months we won't be doing the show, you know?
We'll be doing it via smoke signals.
No.
That's
water witching.
Oh, speaking of, and on Sunday, isn't it Sunday? Yeah, Sunday, Teresa's taking me to a powwow.
Yay!
It's going to be such a fun.
Oh, it was like, did you guys see the squirrel with the nut and the shiny thing? And it just went off in a whole different direction. Welcome to the Cityspell show.
You bit me.
I did.
I'm going to pop her powwow cherry.
So we are going to start enacting a few changes on the Cityspell show because our Superman producer has some great ideas that we are going to start doing on the show. So you're going to start seeing those over the next few weeks. Also, don't forget, we've got a new logo. We're on iTunes. We're going to be back next Wednesday, same time, same place. But just you can listen to us on one or 1201beyond.com. You can check us out there as well. We are blown up all over the place. So it's been kind of a fun ride, but Josh said it's time to grow. So since he is our producer, we are going to listen to him and we are going to make some super fun changes, not like boring changes, fun changes that you guys are going to really love. And he just said, you guys never listen to me. Shut up, Superman. We listen to you every day. And we have.
Did you see that spark of anger?
So with that, we're gonna wrap it up. Ash, you have a fun weekend.
Oh, I will.
It's not going to be as fun as me and Teresa.
Well, mine will be more inebriated.
And ours will be not.
Yeah! To each their own, everyone.
Hey, we're going to get high on nature and powwows, so we should be real squirrely next week. Have a good one. Bye!
Yep, remember, my darlings, go do something nice for someone every single day. Make a difference. Go be the change. Always remember to take back your light. We will see you next week. Blessed be, my darlings.
Blessed be. I hope you start to rise up against.
We come into this world unknown, but know that we are not alone. The giant knock us down, but change is coming. It's our turn now.
Everybody loses it. Everybody wants to throw it all away sometimes. And hey, yeah, I know what you're going through. Don't let it get the best of you. You'll make it out alive. Oh, people like us, we've got to stick together. Like us, the people like us. Oh, 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 oh,
Cytospell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.